Real people. Real opinions. Real talk radio. The multi-award winning Niall Boylan Show. Ireland's classic hits.
First, I do want to talk to Mark. Mark, you're in Ireland's Classic Kids. How are you doing, Mark? Look, unfortunately, you've had a very bad week, it seems. Tell us, firstly, what happened.
Basically, I have a motorbike, a Honda Repsol Fireblade.
Okay, that's it. I'm into my bikes. That's an old bike, isn't it?
No, it's a new bike. It'd be a plan. It'd be a MotoGP bike, a racing bike.
Oh, okay, all right, okay.
It'd be a replica of Casey Stoner or Marc Marquez in the MotoGP, you know?
Okay, so you're into the racing. I remember the Fireblades have been around for a long time, haven't they?
Yes, they're around for a good many years now, since the early 90s.
Yeah, and they're quite an unusual bike too.
They're a racing bike, yeah, and my one now would be very, very rare. Honda only make 1,000 of them every time they produce a new Honda, you know?
Yeah.
So it'd be rare. The colours are orange. It's a Repsol Honda Fireblade.
Yeah.
199cc.
It's a beautiful bike. I'm looking at a picture of it here, by the way.
It's a beautiful bike. It's my pride and joy, Niall, and I'm very disgusted that somebody took it away from my home, you know? It was locked to the pole outside with an alarm and everything on it, and they just cut the locks off it on Friday morning between the hours of 1 a.m. and 6 a.m. and obviously loaded it into a van and off they went. But
So you put a response.
On Facebook over.
So getting back to on Thursday night, so when you, or should I say, well, Friday morning, should I say, Friday yeah. afternoon, when you finished up with the bike, you lock it to whereabouts? Outside your house, is it?
I locked it to a pole outside my door, yeah.
Okay, you live out in Clondalkin.
In Clondalkin, Newlands Manor there, yeah.
Okay, and I'm assuming you have good kryptonite locks and all that kind
of
carry
yeah,
on.
Good locks and all on it, yeah. Good alarm lock and all, everything on it, yeah. Yeah, I know my stuff, you know.
Yeah.
But they came up in an angle grinder and cut through it.
Okay.
And loaded it into a van or whatever and took it away. But it's my passion. It's my joy. You know, I love my bikes. And
when you come out and see it missing, did you think you were seeing things for a second?
Yeah, well, I was only up out of bed going to work. I work in Clondalkin local. I'm a truck driver for Cora Plant Hire.
Okay.
And I just got up to go to work and I opened the curtains and it was gone. So the first thing that went through my mind was, did I park it in my, did I put it in the back of my van or something? And then I realised, no, the locks are on the ground. And I went outside and it was gone. It had disappeared, you know.
Now, it's a very distinctive bike with the orange wheels and the emblems on the side of it. It looks like it's ready to win a race, to be honest.
It is. And the minute it started, it sounds like a Formula One car. So now they can't start the bike. They can't start my bike without a key. It has a special Honda intelligence security system on it.
Yeah.
So they need the key or they'll have to change the key, the ignition and change the ECU on the bike to get it going.
Right, okay.
So that cost about $2,000-$2,500 to get that done, you know. So
how much is this bike worth, Mark?
The bike is worth about $9,000.
Right, okay. It's expensive enough for a motorbike, isn't it?
It is indeed, Niall, yeah. And
yeah.
I've had a good few of them over the years. They've never been touched. And unfortunately, this one was touched on Friday morning. And I'm really keen on getting it back. I'm presuming it's not on the streets because I have a lot of people looking for it and I've been told.
I'm assuming you're a member of a club, so you're going to have a lot of eyes and ears out there.
Yes. It's all over the biking community. Everyone every biker in the country is looking for my bike at the moment. So
yeah, well,
I'm just putting it out into the wider community to have a look over your neighbour's wall, have a look in that container, have a look in the back of the van. Someone has my bike.
Somebody has it in a garage or a warehouse. It's stored somewhere.
Or a lockup for, and I really want my bike back. There'll be no hassle over this if they come back with my bike. But
okay.
I'm very upset over it, you know.
Okay, so if you can get information at all, or if the person who took your bike, or somebody who knows them, and they want to give it back, no questions asked, you're happy enough to do that.
No questions asked. No questions asked. They're better off giving it back before I find them. Put it that way.
Yeah, because in fairness, there's not a lot they can do with this bike, Mark, to be honest with you.
Because
no matter who they sell it to, it's going to be recognisable.
Exactly, Niall. That's why I'm trying to get onto yourself and that and put the word out to the wider community to really keep their eye out for my bike. My son spends a lot of time in Temple Street Hospital and this is my bit of passion just to get my own headspace in that, you know. I won't get into it, but...
And how is your son? Is he?
He's good at the moment. So
okay, that's good. That's good to
long
hear.
Long story.
And I know. I mean, obviously, if you're going through that with your son, this is a kind of bit of this hobby that you have.
Exactly.
Is a bit of a break. And let's be clear, because we're talking about Ireland here. You know, when you're doing any GP racing, it is a hobby. You're not going to make a huge amount of money out of it.
So no.
It costs you money, actually. In fact.
Exactly. It's my hobby. It's my passion. I go out on my bike the weekends when I'm not around my kids. And I go off for spins out to Blessing and Glendalough, out to Howth, Malahide. Everybody knows my bike. People come over to me when I'm stopped at the road. Just, can my son sit in your bike to get a photograph? It's my bike is well known.
Yeah.
And it's a very distinctive bike. You can't miss it.
Yeah.
So, Niall, I'm really putting it out to the wider public to really please help me get my bike back.
You sound quite upset, obviously, about it, Mark. And I understand.
I understand why.
And have you had any sightings at all yet, or has anybody contacted you to say they might have seen it or anything
at all? Yeah, I've got loads of text messages yesterday from one that stopped in Cork speeding, doing 230 kilometres an hour, and everybody sent me a picture of that bike. Now, that is a Repsol motorbike, but it's not the same as mine. It's an older model. I think it's around an 06 or 07 model.
Yeah.
Mine's a 10D model, so it's the newer model one, you know. Now, it has number 27 on the front of the bike. In Australian colours, which is Casey Stoner's number, and he's a MotoGP racer. So I have an SD exhaust on it, which is a very small exhaust. And the minute you start this bike, it's going to sound like a Ferrari. So
yeah, the exhaust, like unlike most exhausts, which would be chrome all the way, kind of has a black tip on it.
Yes, exactly.
With SC written on it, yeah.
Exactly. And as I said, on the right side of the motorbike, on the fairings, the mushrooms, they're called mushrooms. When the bike falls over, it stops the fairing getting damaged.
Yep.
So the one on the left side is still on the bike. It's a black one. The one on the right side is missing off the bike. It broke off last year when I fell off my bike. It broke my arm up in the Grange Castle Road there, and it broke off. Now, the bar is still inside the frame of the bike. I haven't got it removed yet.
Yeah.
So one of them is missing. One of the mushrooms on the side of the right side is missing off the bike.
Well, for people looking out for it, look, I think the wheels give it away. I mean,
the wheels definitely are the giveaway on the bike.
So, yes, I mean, exactly. You're looking for a bike that looks like it's ready to go onto a track, and essentially it has red, if you look at the rims on the wheels, they're red rims.
Yeah.
Orange.
Bright orange wheels, and the frame is orange, white, red, and a navy, dark navy colour.
Yeah, you must be devastated, because I know I used to do the bike racing many, many years ago myself. I did motocross racing.
Yeah,
it was always a problem back in the day. You know, bikes and cars don't get stolen as much nowadays because, as you rightly said, it costs a lot of money unless you actually have the key. But in saying that, at the time, a lot of bikes used to go missing, and God, it was devastating when some of the lads lost their bikes and they were stolen out of people's backyards. I remember one guy had a bike similar to this, and he had it in his back garden, and there was a 6-foot wall, and they actually cut the locks. Took it out of his garage out the back, took cut the locks and lifted it over the wall. That's how desperate they were to steal the bike.
I know.
I remember this guy. He sat there crying his eyes out over his bike, and I can understand why. It's devastating to have it taken.
Well, there was a few tears, you know. But
yeah.
I have to get over it and get on and try find my bike back. And
But
I was on the motocrossers myself. I've done it all over the years, and
yeah.
I had got my full license, got my bikes over, moved up the ranks from a 600 to a 1000, and now I have my 1000cc motorbike, and my insurance is very cheap on it, but it'll affect my insurance now as well if I don't get it back, you know.
And obviously with motorbikes, the insurance, you're limited to the amount of insurance companies that will actually insure you as well, obviously, similar to the...
Yeah. Well, it's only €250 fully comp for the insurance on the bike.
That's not bad. God, remember the days, I paid a lot more than that when I was younger, to be honest with you.
Yeah, for nothing, you know, so, but if it's gone now, and then next year I go to insure it, it could go up to $2,000 insurance, you know, which is crazy money.
Yeah.
So I'm really keen on getting on finding my bike, so.
Yeah, look, there's a lot of people texting at the moment saying they've seen something like it, but look, I tell you what, we do need specifically to have seen this bike, because obviously there's a lot of bikes on the road. And
Exactly.
I mean, look out for the orange wheels. Back wheel is what they call a mag wheel, which is like it has the 3-spoke wheel. The front wheel is a proper spoke wheel. And you'll know it as soon as you've seen it. It looks like it's ready to kind of race on a track.
Of course.
All it needs is a number on it.
Yeah, I know. I'm just looking for anybody with any information to contact the police or contact myself through Facebook. And as I said, I'll do the rest. Okay. There's no issue there.
And in relation to the registration, do you want to give out the registration of the bike?
Yeah, I don't mind giving it you. The reg is 10D135447.
Okay, 10D135447.
Could be missing off the small reg on it.
Yeah, at the back. Yeah.
On the back, yeah. Because now, the indicators on it are LED indicators. I got upgraded indicators on it.
Yeah.
So the indicators run along the side like if, a new Audi, you know, the way they go. They go across, the beam goes across. Yeah.
And because then, it was Friday, by the way, it could be in any part of the country. And of course, because we broadcast all over the country in Galway, Limerick, Cork, you know, look out for it everywhere, not just in Dublin. It was taken from Clondalkin.
It could be anywhere, exactly. Yeah. It was taken from Clondalkin. I've had people on to me from Limerick, Galway, Cork, Kerry, all looking for my bike. So I just want to say thank you to everybody that is looking for my bike. I'm overwhelmed with support. I've got off Facebook. So
Well, look, it's good for those, for the individual or the scum who took it. It's going to be very difficult for them to get rid of it.
Yeah, if it is a little scumbag that does have it, please just park it at the wall and leave it there, yeah?
Yeah. Okay, well, look, Mark, I really hope you get your bike back. I know it's special. And by the way, I hope your son makes a good recovery, whatever happens to be wrong.
I do hope he makes a good recovery,
all right?
Yeah, thanks very much. And I appreciate you taking my call.
No problem at all, Mark. Well, look, Mark's bike, there's a picture of Mark's bike on all our social media. If you go to our Facebook or the Classic Hits Facebook page, of course, the Classic Hits Twitter account. I'll even put it up my own Twitter account as well, my own Facebook page as well. So if you have a look at it there, and if you see this bike anywhere at all, please don't get involved with the individuals that have it. We don't recommend you do that. Contact An Garda Síochána immediately. You can just contact any Garda station immediately and they will have a record of the bike being stolen. You don't have to contact any specific Garda station. You can contact Clondalkin if you want to, but specifically it doesn't really matter because it'll be on the stolen list. And contact them and tell them where it is or where you're seeing it. And, you know, maybe I was going to say try and keep up with it, but you won't keep up with this bike. I doubt it's going to be driven on the road. I have a funny feeling you're not going to see this bike on the road. It would be very stupid of the person who stole it to do that because it's so obvious. It so stands out so much. I would suggest it's probably in a lockup, as Mark said, or it's out somebody's back garden, or it's in a warehouse somewhere being kept in storage until the heat kind of cools off. So if you know anything about it, please contact us here at the radio station if you want to. The number you can WhatsApp or text is 087-188-0008.
Real people, real opinions, real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show.